Are you tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem without firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Free Coast Financial Radio app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market,
but tell you how they make money in a variety of investment and artistic endeavors.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on finance, liberty, and technology from the coastal region of New Hampshire.
Because there's a lot more to New Hampshire than just Keene. Free Coast Financial Radio. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior audio quality.
The Free Coast Financial Radio app is covered by the BIPCOT NoGov license.
Go on the Google Play Store
or on Amazon
and search Free Coast, all one word.
And please rate and review.
Worms.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT No Gov License allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
This is the Zombies Government and You podcast, coming to you from deep within a subterranean zombie-proof bunker somewhere in the Sonoran Desert. We send out seditious signals of liberty and voluntary interactions to help you navigate and survive the hordes of state-worshipping undead that seek to assimilate you.
Zombies Government and You podcast is covered by a BIPCOT NoGov license. Use and reuse by anyone except governments or their agents is okay. More information at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, man, reading the new intro. Fun. Good times. What's up, Drew?
Seamless. It was smooth. Didn't even sound scripted.
No, not at all, man. I'm freestyling it.
This is Dave. I'm Drew.
Yep, Dave and Drew. D&D. Double Dragons. Oh, man.
Great start.
Jesus Christ. So it's been a while, Drew.
It's been a while. I haven't even done my own show in like 3 weeks at least.
Yeah, it's been a lot longer for me, man. Scheduling's been fun, to say the least.
I don't think you've had an episode up since last one I've been on.
Yeah, that's true. So
we can both learn some lessons here. You just can't trust having a Mexican around, and I can't trust an Indian, so.
Yeah. Who can you trust? You know?
White people.
No. No. Trust the. I look at everybody as an individual, man. Everyone's got their own little hang-ups, vehicle troubles. I just had a good one, dude. I had to pay $700 for my bike the other day for my radiator went out. Well, not my radiator, but my heater hose assembly. Yeah, good times.
How'd your butthole feel after that? God, that's a pounding.
A little, you know, raw. God. I'm not over it yet.
Oh, I wouldn't be either.
Yeah, so anyway. And then... my wife's going to kill me. My wife went and dropped her chromed robot turd, as it's known in some circles, her cell phone.
Oh, I was thinking something else.
Into, let's just say she dropped it in some water. So, I might have to buy a new phone too.
Was alcohol involved?
No. Just, she was kind of in a hurry.
Just a freak accident.
Yeah, these things happen.
I'm guessing she didn't flush yet.
No, I didn't. It didn't disappear.
Okay. I mean, we're not saying where she dropped it.
No, I'll say it. But she's going to kill me.
You guys don't have a pool, so we'll say that.
Yeah. fell out of her back pocket and into the commode. Which this is not. She's so going to kill me. This is not the first thing she's lost in the toilet.
Oh, really? There's a history of this? What else has she lost in there?
Her wedding ring.
can you tell that story?
I just did, I think. That's no, she, I don't remember because I was at work, but, she had taken it off to, you know, put lotion on or something as, you know, the water was circling or, you know, she's washing her hands and drain circle or the, went to sit on the counter and bye-bye.
Out
flushed our love away. No,
could it be recovered or is it gone?
Well, this was years ago. Okay. So, yeah, it wasn't recent. No, it wasn't like the same day or anything.
Okay.
You know? No. So, yeah, we replaced it, but it was pretty funny. It's funny now, but at the time.
Funny now. Rough. Oh, I'm sure you were pissed.
So, honey, don't kill me. I love you.
Really, I feel like she at least owes you the story.
Yeah. So, yeah, there it is. It's out there for the world to hear. So what's up with you, Drew? You've been
been on vacation.
I haven't even seen you for, you know, I'm used to seeing you almost every day.
It's been a solid week, man.
Yeah.
I started vacation last Thursday. We're on Thursday today. I go back to work tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to it. It's been awesome, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been as productive as I was planning on. Naps and have gotten in the way of all this. But it's fine, man. It's
well,
good.
You look well rested, so.
Thank you.
I'll say that much.
Yeah, I got to see my sister get married in Pine Top. So now all three of my sisters are married, which I'm happy for them. Unfortunately, all eyes on me now.
Yeah, I see. You're the last man standing.
Oh, man.
Literally.
And then everyone gives you that weird pity thing. They're like, so it's just you now. And hey, but it's okay. No rush. When you meet the right one, I'm like, yeah, I know.
But when's that going to happen?
But
yeah, no rush, but you know, hurry. Slow down, but hurry up.
Yeah, I got that feel from a lot of people. No, man, great wedding. I'm not a dancer, but I danced all night. Hate country music. Apparently, I two-step pretty good.
Two-stepper.
Yeah.
Didn't you play a country song?
Yeah. Dude, it was bad, too. By my sister's request, I've played guitar. I play the songs at a lot of people's weddings. I'm the only one in the family that still plays guitar. So by default, if you want the personal touch, then you give me the burden. I have to learn your song. So my sister wanted me to play the Garth Brooks tune, She's Every Woman, for her to walk down the aisle to. I'm like, awesome, cool. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. So I worked my ass off that last week. She gave me like 2 months. I didn't really work on it until like 2 weeks before. I procrastinate really bad, but I didn't take into consideration how cold it was outside. So my fingertips were just numb. Couldn't feel them. I screwed up that song so bad, but no one really noticed. I got away with it.
Is there a video?
There might be.
I want to see it. I want to hear it.
I'm not sure. There might be. Oh,
I'm
my
sure,
God.
I'm sure it's better than you thought, because you're usually your own worst critic. But
yeah, I mean, I know what it was supposed to sound like, but I asked a few others. You know, my brother-in-law who plays guitar, my cousin who plays guitar, and they told me good job, it sounded good. And I'm like, come on, guys, don't bullshit me.
All right.
You heard me something. They're like, I heard a note, and whatever.
I just have like the from old school Will Ferrell singing the Kansas song.
Yeah, it was Kansas.
Dust in the Wind.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, I wish it did it that good. But it's good.
You're my boy. You're my boy, Drew. You're my boy.
Yeah, the sister didn't notice any of the mistakes, so that's all that matters.
That's awesome. Always a happy time, man.
Yeah, my fuck-uppery didn't take away from her wedding, which was my big concern. It was a great night. I was just burnt out on family time, man.
Yeah.
So these last few days, I've communicated with as little people as I can, except for the group that I saw Civil War with the other day.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Civil War. Which we're going to talk to in a minute. But before we get going on that, I want to give a little shout out to the Freedom Fiends, assuming that they're actually going to hear this. But Jim Jesus, Michael W. Dean were very kind and they mentioned my podcast on their show, which I'm a huge fan of. And if you don't listen to it, which chances are if you listen to mine, you're well familiar with that one. But if you're not, go check out Freedom Fiends. Go check out the Lulberts. So many other ones. I'm going to make a podcast with or add a little something to this about all the podcasts that I like. That if you're really interested in some of the stuff we talk about, you definitely need to check them out if you're not already. But yeah, so Michael Dean, dude, he jumped through a lot of hoops too. He's really cool, man. He has done a lot for Liberty. He invented, Bipcot's his baby, Fiend Foam. He's done a lot of indie DIY stuff, you know, how to make a film, how to write books. Mm-hmm. So he wrote a new app for the Google Play Store for this, the Free Coast Financial Radio, which is something really cool you should listen to because, you know, we talk a lot about Liberty and some a little bit about economics and
those aren't, I'm not like an ex, I'm not an economic expert or financial expert, but there's a lot of really good financial advice on this app. So he built the app, put it out, and he had to jump, he put it on the Google store, and he knows that I have a Amazon thing, and some other people do obviously too, but he went out and put it on the Amazon store, had to jump through a lot of hoops, and I just want to give him a shout out for doing that, man, because I love it. It's a cool app, so check it out. Check out the Fiends.
Should
check out Lilbert's.
Should have butchered their name a little bit since they butcher your name every time.
No, no, it's all good.
That's
dude.
Cool. They give you a shout though.
Oh yeah,
I still
mine's
get it.
Mine's a little more cumbersome.
Yeah,
you know, but
I mean, God knows it took me a handful of times.
I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing or what, if it wasn't for them. So
yeah, that's cool, man. I still get a kick whenever you know, someone retweets me or retweets my podcast or replies to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear your name out there.
It's a little thing. So I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. And speaking of giants.
I'm going places. Huh?
Civil War. Let's get into it.
So I thought you were going to talk about my
We're going to talk a little comic book movie review today. The big one just dropped, Civil War. What do you think, Drew?
I liked it, man. Just what a cool topic. It wasn't so much, you know, the battle of good and evil. As all movies are, this was a real debate, and I don't know a lot of people that are on Team Iron Man. I hear a lot of people that want to be on Team Cap more, so I would like to hear from Team Iron Man people that would like to defend that point. But I'm Team Cap.
Yeah, well, not a lot of not too many people on Tony Stank's team.
And table right, for Tony Stank.
Oh, what a D-bag he was in that movie, man.
And yeah,
what a status tool.
You know, he was a D-bag, but you can see the, I don't know if you can call it genuine, but he really thinks that his way is the way to go.
Yeah.
He's
a narcissist, but.
Yes. I mean, he had passion behind his idea, so it was kind of cool at the end when, mm-hmm. you know, I think before the whole airport battle erupted, you know, he just snapped at Cap, and he was like, you know, you're going to come with us. And he's like, I'm done. I'm not even playing anymore. And it's crazy to see it get to that point. And then, of course, the fight scenes didn't disappoint. The only thing that I had a problem with was how shaky that camera was the whole dang time. Every fight mm-hmm. scene. It was like a Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do this review, and we'll try to keep it mild. You know, I don't think there's a lot of spoilers, but...
Not really.
We'll try to keep it mildly spoiler-free, and if you don't want to hear it, I'll try to give you a time at when to skip to. So be forewarned.
Yeah,
we may get to spoilery territory, but yeah. So I thought it was a great movie, man. Some people didn't. Some idiot at a salon, some idiot writer at salon thought that Captain America went to became a libertarian, douchey libertarian. But what do you expect from Salon? I guess. I didn't see it that much. I mean, he's definitely, you know, not. Huge, obviously, just because he opposes the government oversight of the Avengers doesn't make him a de facto libertarian, but he definitely has strains of that, you know.
Sure.
I thought it was really interesting, his character arc, you know, how he came out in I didn't read a lot of the comics, but you know, I'm a little familiar with the character, and watching him in the first movie become this basically a propaganda piece, you know, to sell war bonds and to fight the Germans, the Nazis. And then obviously he gets put on ice, you know, and wakes up in a whole new time, you know, a whole new time period. So he has no frame of reference for, you know, 50 years or 60 years or whatever it was. And to see him kind of...
Surprisingly accepting of black people, considering he was frozen in World War I.
Two.
Two?
Yeah. One of those.
The one that had all the Nazis.
Yeah, whichever one that was.
Sorry.
Random
observation. Anyways, yeah, he's...
Well, no, and that's good. That's, you know, that's one of the things that was cool about it, you know. And that might have something to do with him being in the military, because I've always heard that, you know, that kind of helps break down the differences between people is, you know, if you're in the military and you serve together and you realize that...
Forrest and Bubba.
Yeah, you know, they're just people too. They just happen to have more or less melanin than you, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
things.
No, it's cool to see him take those.
I don't think there's a lot of integration back in World War II, but you know, that, yeah, it's definitely good to see that those aspect.
Ideals
of the
come back and still, you know, stand firm in your beliefs and not cave to it. And I don't know, man. I like the way the Black Widow put it. And once again, not a spoiler. She said, just because this is the she said something to the effect of, this is the, just because this is the easier road traveled doesn't mean it's the wrong choice.
Right.
And I kind of, I had a moment with that. I'm like, yeah, I guess, but I mean, I don't know. It's, I like how many shades of gray there are, because both sides proved a point, I feel.
Well, they were both trying to, they were both trying to do what they felt was right, given the situation. You know, Tony was trying to work within the framework. He's like, look, they're going to do this one way or the other, and we can kind of go along with it and try to game the system, you know, which made sense to him. You know, I mean, the UN's a horribly, you know, spoiler, but the UN's the one trying to, you know, pass this accord to control that, you know, say they can't do anything without any prior approval of the UN or governments or whatever. Mm. And so Tony's, you know, a crony capitalist, man. He's been in the defense industry. He knows you can game politicians and government. So he's trying to play that game where Cap was more like the straight moral guy. You know, he's like, no, you know, this is right. I'm not going to budge on this.
Well, maybe even besides Tony having maybe his own agenda, it seems like he was kind of genuine in his opinion because of, you know, the lady that had the talk to him at the elevator, being how her son died. And
And that scene was kind of lifted straight out of the graphic novel, which I'd never read a lot, but I read that one.
Which that was Alfre Woodard, who was in Hearts and Souls with Robert Downey Jr. in 1993.
Three, wow.
Four. Sorry, a little too legit.
That's some deep movie trivia, man.
Anyways, no. So I mean,
it
wasn't all fueled by greed or his own benefit. Well, he had reason for picking the side he did.
Right. But he picked the wrong side.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, but I liked how Cap. You know, there's a couple lines in there where he. Specifically said that he puts his faith, not in people collectively, but in individual people. You know what I mean? And that's what I really thought. That was like a really cool line. And I think it comes towards the end of the movie, but, you know, he came up with that whole thing with, seeing how S.H.I.E.L.D. had basically been taken over by Hydra, like, almost from the beginning, or, you know, so many years in and nobody even knew. And so, you know, he's naturally distrustful of organizations like, you know, that have that kind of power, you know. See, going back to Civil War, seeing what they wanted to do with, I mean, that's pretty much a metaphor for the drone war, you know, and warrantless surveillance and wire, you know what I mean? Mm. Just blanket surveillance of everybody. So for him to be totally against that, I think that's pretty much in line with, you know, quote unquote libertarian ideals. But yeah, for that, to tie that back into that idiot salon writer, just coming out saying he's an Ayn Randian, you know, libertarian douchebag. I didn't see that much. So I thought one of the really cool scenes too was, there's a scene, not to give anything away, but where Sharon Carter, who's Agent 13, the blonde lady that was in the CIA. I guess she's in the CIA now. She wasn't.
Oh yeah, the daughter of
from Winter Soldier.
The niece of
Peggy Carter. And she delivers a speech in there at a certain thing, and that was actually pretty much taken word for word from lines that Captain America had said in the comics. So.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. I know the part.
So, but other than that, it was just a great, fun movie, man. So much good stuff, dude. Spider-Man.
Yeah. Sorry. I was trying to find this thing on my phone. You were talking about the quote about, you know, trusting people as individuals. I totally had a flashback to Men in Black. Another 90s movie reference. Thank you, guys. When Kay says, a person is smart. People
live
are dumb.
Live in the current year, man. Live in the now.
I'm trying. I know. Almost 20 years ago that movie was made. But he has that talk with Jay on the park bench, Kay does, and says, a person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. Yeah. Like, you know, that's true, man. You get them all herded together. Yeah, they panic and freak out. So anyways, I'm sorry I was looking that up.
But, now Spider-Man, I want to talk about him. Not Libertarian Spider-Man, which is actually a really funny Facebook page that you should probably follow. Oh, but, it's good.
So I missed the Spider-Man intro because I really had to go to the bathroom, and I wanted to hurry and go before I missed all the introductions. And so I caught a glimpse of the screen when it said Queens.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
And then I'm like, shit, and I didn't even wash my hands. I went right back. And
heathen. Hopefully we'll be sharing the popcorn with you.
Whatever, I wash my hands. I'm not an animal. But no, that's the only part I missed. But I was skeptical on how young they were going to make Peter Parker. But you got to figure a young Peter Parker makes also for younger Aunt May. And
that worked out pretty well. May. Yeah, I think he was like 15 or so in the comics. So when he became Spider-Man.
That's about right.
That kind of, that age group kind of. What a great actor they got for him too, man. I think he played Peter Parker and Spider-Man like to the hilt, dude. He was great.
Yeah. And even the way the CGI guys did, the work on Spider-Man crawling across the glass windows in the airport scene, it just looked more authentic to the comic than what Tobey Maguire or Garfield did. I saw Spider-Man, and he was just quick.
Okay, Garfield the cat?
No. Yeah, the cat.
And I know what you mean. I'm just... anyway.
No, man, I love what they did with Spider-Man. And they show everyone kind of... There's all the hype and theories going around that Tony Stank had something to do with Spider-Man's suit. And that's how they get him in there. And yeah, that's totally true. That's why he's in there.
You saw that in the comics or the graphic novel Civil War. Where
is there a difference between comics and graphic novel? You've corrected yourself before.
They were comics, but I have just the book of it. So it's like a collective, I don't know. I call it a graphic novel just because it's a collective.
The packaging makes it. Wait, do you have the Civil War?
Yeah, yeah. You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be reading Game of Thrones, but I'm far more interested in... I need to read something. I just need to do something.
I can lend you Game of Thrones too, man.
Yeah, I have two other people that want to offer that to me. I totally would rather read comic book stuff right now.
Both good. You can't go wrong. Oh. Well, Game of Thrones has less pictures, but it has more incest and dragons. And
two of my favorite things.
A lot more beheading. I mean, I don't read a lot of graphic novels. I'm sure there's some that have all those things, but
I'm sure incest. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
A lot of manga probably.
Black Panther. Black Panther that's a character they didn't give you a lot of backstory on. So you kind of had to make a lot of assumptions or just go with it, which was interesting.
I wasn't familiar with that character at all really until white privilege, but I didn't read a lot of comics. I mean, I knew of the character. I just didn't know a lot of the backstory. But
like, I have a ton of comic cards. I have a few Black Panther cards, but I didn't know a lot about him besides his costume looked like the shit.
It's tough.
It was really cool. But I didn't know a lot about the character.
I think him and Spidey almost stole the movie. I was really, really impressed with the way they did that character, the Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides where he's, the royal, whatever, royalty of that country.
Wakanda.
Fictional African country, but...
Source. Is it African or South American?
It's in Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were having this debate and I never had an answer.
He was killer, man. I mean, that guy played him really well. He's just tough, dude.
Yeah, he was.
It was cool to see his character develop from going to want to really hurt some people to kind of like, oh, wait a minute. And helping them, towards the end.
Like he was able to reel back the rage and well, I guess that would be a spoiler.
I don't want to be like totally spoiler free, but it's only been out a week or so. So I don't,
Yeah.
But no, it turns out that he's Luke Skywalker's father. So,
Ant-Man's intro, that was, I was cracking up, man.
I freaking love
Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd, man. I mean, that guy's just funny.
Now, I don't know much about Ant-Man from the, in the comics. I don't know if he's that kind of a, the smart ass kind of guy, or if, because yeah. I know Hank Pym is Ant-Man.
And well, he was the first one, yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of, you know,
pass it along.
So I don't know if Paul Rudd's character has any similarities to the character in the comic, but I was just cracking up.
Dude, I feel like we can talk about, because there's a TV spot now that he's in where he changes. So I feel like we can talk about him being...
Which one?
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I feel like we can talk about him being giant man.
That was a TV spot?
I read that they put one out like a few days ago. Oh, man. So
that was the first time I saw it.
They waited till after the movie, but there's one out now where it shows him, okay. You know... Grown, full grown, you know.
That was something. Yeah, that surprised me a lot. I thought he was going to go, what they call it, like supersonic, semisonic, or whatever. I thought he was going to do that. But instead, no.
Intergalactic, planetary.
Keep it going.
No, he's such a great comic relief. And
Yeah, he was funny getting out of the van. He's like, oh, wow, Captain America. Turns around at Scarlet Witch. I know you. You're cool. Like that's some fanboy crap I would do. I wouldn't know what to say either.
Yeah, I was really it's cool to see how Scarlet Witch's powers are kind of growing too, because she's very powerful in the comics from what I've read. So
I mean, gosh, man, the way she dropped Vision.
Yeah.
That was her character is really cool, which it was more conscious to me, or more aware to me, that I'm like, that's one of the Olsen sisters.
Yeah, comic book guy and a little inside baseball here. Comic book guy and Listen Internet at work today. We're having a...
Who's the second guy?
Listen Internet. Listen Internet. I want to get him on a show one time eventually. They were talking about that fight scene and how I didn't really notice, but Vision wasn't in it very much because he's so... I mean, he could literally... He's so overpowered to most of those characters, and it seems like they just kind of managed to sideline him, but... Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Maybe that was because he said something earlier in the movie about not being able to control the Infinity Stone in his head.
Did you? So I totally got scooped by Jim Jesus and the Lulberts, because I wanted to do this review episode, and sure enough, I queue up my podcast this morning, you know, at O Dark 30, getting ready for work, and lo and behold, they've already done it, so. But no, that's good. You should definitely go listen to theirs, because it's really good. But yeah, it was amazing. It was such an epic movie. And did you bother to watch Batman Superman yet?
No,
Batman.
I'm not going to. I'll wait for it to download it legally.
Yeah, a digital copy. Yeah,
sure. No, I
don't know. You know, it never really grabbed me as much. I've always been kind of more interested in the Marvel side of it, I guess. I love Batman, Superman, whatever.
No, they've ruined it too many times.
I wanted to see it just for that aspect of it. And obviously because it is two of the titular superheroes going head to head, but everything I heard, it was just, it's okay. Yeah, you know, and if you're going to have fucking Batman and Superman fighting, it better be more than just, you know, it better be like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Sure. So and the fight scene wasn't even that great?
That's what I heard, man. I don't know.
There's nothing I heard.
I can't say because I haven't seen it, but, you know, it's one thing if you know, like if we saw Civil War and we're like, oh, yeah, the movie was okay, but the airport scene was amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear anything like that about
there was nothing,
Bat versus Soup. I just heard.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything amazing about it.
So, I did hear that Batman, and I was initially skeptical because not normally big Ben Affleck. And I did watch The Town.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like a bank heist movie.
Yeah.
Set in Boston, of course, because you know. But he directed it, I think, and starred in it, and that was really good. So I. After I saw that, I was a little more or a little less skeptical that he could pull it off. But I heard he did good. But yeah, I don't know, man.
I was pretty surprised in Civil War that there was no hinting at more Infinity Stones. Thanos cliffhanger. There are two things. There are two things after the credits. So guys, stick around.
Yeah.
But I didn't think either of those clips were dropping any big bombs on you.
No, they're just setting up.
They're setting other up future stories.
Other franchises.
I heard the Infinity Wars is not going to be titled Infinity Wars.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I heard that too.
Which I how do you not? That's such an awesome title.
Yeah.
But I'm
maybe
I'm,
it's too open ended. All right, king of bad puns today. Well, every day, but
no, I'm really looking forward to what the MCU is going to be doing with Guardians 2 coming out. Then Doctor Strange, I guess, is going to get
this year
intertwined into the Infinity War story.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of setting. You know, if you look at Cap, he's more, you know, down to earth.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, you know, a lot of the Infinity Stones. Infinity.
Jesus Christ.
Stones, yeah. Say
listen
that.
To you.
Say that three times fast.
Infinity Stone.
Yeah. Fuck off. you know, they're.
Who you sound surly.
You don't even know where they are. Like, you know.
Yeah.
There's probably a couple of them on Asgard, like the Tesseract.
I was trying to count them in the movies. Yeah. Tesseract.
But some of them are.
Vision's Head.
The
Guardians of the Galaxy, that one's now protected.
Yeah.
But there's six, aren't there?
I forget, but yeah. So okay. Anyway, but I think it's too soon. I really? Like what they did with it.
Okay.
I think Doctor Strange might have one of them in one of his, whatever he has. I don't know a lot about his stuff, but yeah. Some amulet or talisman or something that he has, I think, might have one of them in it and he doesn't know it. So the theory is that it's the time stone, because it shows him, like, in the trailer you hear him say, you're a man outside of time, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Without, so.
Dude, that trailer's a trip.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man. It's like Inception.
Yeah, I think acid. Cumberbatch is going to be.
What a great casting choice.
I love that guy as an actor. He's cool. So yeah, and spoiler alert, in Iron Man, and Civil War, Tony goes full statist.
Captain dies.
In the comics he does, but I you know, mild spoilers. I really thought somebody would die. I mean, you see people get hurt. But
when you asked me that, you sounded so certain someone was going to go, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh, is this where someone bites it?
Well, you know. Comic book guy and listen, internet, we're pretty certain that Cap would die, and I didn't think he would, because you know, you don't kill the cash cow, you don't kill.
However, he is at the end of his 3-movie deal,
but he's also said that he would be around for Marvel, however they needed him. You know what I mean? So
I mean, yeah, maybe that finalizes his contract for his solos, but
right,
yeah, but new Avengers or whatever,
yeah. Well, is Captain
going to go to Sony and be in the Spider-Man movie?
Well, that's part of the trade-off there, is Iron Man's going to be...
Is it Iron Man?
At least Iron Man and maybe Captain will be in the Spider-Man movie.
Interesting.
But, yeah. See, that was one of the things that bummed me out, too. I mean, it makes sense in terms of the story, but, like, spoiler alert again, yeah, where... They all, some of the people get locked up, you know, they get locked up, and by Tony, like Tony helps him do that, and he doesn't do a thing to lift, he doesn't lift a finger to get him out. Cap does,
right?
You know what I mean? I kind of thought it would be cool, like an act of redemption for Iron Man to do it, like, you know, to go and
yeah, I guess you're right.
But it made more sense for the story, because I think they're setting up Secret Avengers, like, you know, Captain America starts the Secret Avengers where. You know, Tony has quote unquote the Avengers, but Cap's going to run the Secret Avengers.
I can see him doing that.
You know, some of the other credits scenes may lend credence to that, but all in all, good, great movie. I don't know. I'm on the fence if I liked it more or less than Civil War, or I'm sorry, Winter Soldier, because I love the Winter Soldier. But that, you know, It was a more intimate movie, I think. You know, you didn't have it's a spy thriller or an espionage thriller, basically. You know, you had
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, you had
yeah.
Cap and Scarlet Widow, and then the Falcon running around.
Scarlet Widow.
Did I say Scarlet? Black Widow. Sorry.
I gotcha. No, it's yeah. The cast wasn't as big. The story's a little more. The story's in a, I don't know, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's more focused.
Yeah.
Where, Civil War. That's just huge. Yeah, they're all.
That's what I mean. When I said it was epic. It's like massive in scale and the cast of characters.
Yeah. So I mean, you got to judge them on different scales, but those are tough to compare. But both much better than Captain America, the first one.
Well, that was an intro. You know, that's the intro story or the origin story. So yeah, it was always a little clunky.
I don't know, man. The Iron Man intro story was great.
That's true.
Captain America worried me because I didn't care for the first movie. It wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
It was okay.
But Winter Soldier just made the character badass.
I love what the Russo brothers are doing, you know? Oh, man, so good. So
maybe the Coen brothers can get in on one of the Marvel franchises and you know, get the Fantastic Four to make a bowling team or something.
The Iron Lebowski. You just told me you watched The Big Lebowski for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what? That's a cult favorite. I've watched that movie so many times. Cult favorite.
This is my first time really trying to sit through it and listen. Freaking John Goodman, man. He steals it every time. Walt? He's so frustrating. He's like a more amped up version of you. I picture you pulling so much of that crap.
If I was like a Vietnam vet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone telling you to be quiet in the coffee shop. So there's kids here. You know, this is my First Amendment right to be able to say what I want. And I'm like, oh my God, that's David.
First of all, my rights don't come from the First Amendment. No, I'm just
Christ. Yeah. There you
anyway,
go.
But yeah,
no, it was awesome, man. I was just
over the line.
Am I the only one who gives a shit about the rules? you're out of your element, Donnie. Yeah.
You're like a child who wants to get into a conversation, you know.
Oh, I was rolling. Steve Buscemi, what an easy check for him. Just yelled at a few times, say a few lines.
But he played it perfect, man.
He did. He was great.
The Walrus.
God, that movie just got... It was just uncomfortable to watch. Just how much deeper and deeper he was getting into the story. Yeah. Or getting into this mess, and it was frustrating.
Well, I love it, dude, because, I mean, the dude is like, he's just the perfect, he just wants to be left alone, man. You know, what was it? Well, obviously Lebowski, whatever, but.
You're Lebowski? I'm the dude!
I'm the dude, man. Jeff Bridges was amazing in that.
He's good.
But yeah, he's the dude, he just wants to be left alone, man, He wears what he wants, the grocery store, and, you know, yeah, he might write a bad check or two. That's not cool, but, you know, he just wants to get high, stay in his apartment with his rug, you know?
He's holding the bowling ball. He's like, what is this? Clearly, you're not a golfer. First off, Chinaman is not the correct nomenclature.
Yeah. Whoa. It's Asian American, please.
So many...
The dialogue, like, that's one of the things the Coen brothers always do well is
the back and
the witty
forth.
Banter it was, dialogue.
Yeah.
I watched that movie with my dad one time, and we watched that all the way through, and he's like, he was kind of dreaming. He's like, what, no explosions, you know? But, you know, that's what it is. It's a movie not about nothing, you know? But
Poor guy, his car kept just getting beat up, man. I felt for him.
Yeah.
And it freaked me. I had my own moment of panic because after he slept with Julianne Moore, then she does this weird roly poly stuff on the bed.
My work is very vaginal.
And she was talking
vaginal.
About vagina.
Vagina. Does that bother you?
It bothered me. But no, she's rolling around on the bed and she said something about, no, this helps insemination. And I'm like, no!
Fertilizer.
Throw her down the stairs! I know, that's how I would have reacted. That's the kind of guy I am. Ladies, hi, how are you? I'm Drew.
Believe it or not, this man is single
and available.
I can't see why.
I know. I had my little moment of panic when I saw her trying to get pregnant, and then she said, "No, you're not going to have anything to do with this." Oh, okay. Well, then I'm on board.
All the fun, none of the responsibility.
Totally,
none of the liability.
Enjoy my HPV.
So, oh my god, dude.
Sorry, I just saw the stand-up on TV today, and she made way too many HPV jokes. She made so much light of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should have laughed or not.
Well, good stand-up. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, she did stand-up 7 months pregnant, so good for her.
She's probably just trying to induce labor.
Probably.
Was she standing or was she like, you know,
she was standing. She was standing. She didn't fall off the stool. You can tell she was wearing her comfy shoes.
I don't watch a lot of comedians. I should, but it just seems like so many of them are not funny anymore. You know, it seems like they're all just trying to tiptoe around certain things or they pick up these pet causes and just, you know, try to and just run with it. And it's just not funny anymore, man.
There are
some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Burr.
Nate Bargatze. I like him a lot. I tried watching Jimmy Carr, but every one of his jokes were, I feel like they were just obvious or not obvious, but he was clearly giving you a line.
Yeah.
He's going to give you another line and another, and where Bill Burr will start a sentence with an awful premise. And then he tries to justify it, and that's what builds the joke. I don't know. Some guys just don't have honest delivery, I guess. Yeah. You know, depending how they tell the joke is where it hits a lot for me.
Well, I mean, and there's a tie-in. The Civil War was Andy Richter, I guess, had a cameo in it.
Where?
I read something about it, and in one of the scenes where it's like him and Cap and Iron Man were fighting or something, and he's like, stop fighting, or, you know. And to me, like, I grew up watching Conan, you know. I was never a Leno guy. I wasn't a Letterman guy. I loved Conan, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Richter always played off of him really well.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, Andy Richter's come out and he's like, he's just a huge hoplophobe, you know, anti-gunner, you know, to me, it's like, if you want to be a comedian, be funny. I'm not saying you can't have your opinion, but I when you're so ignorant and just so statist and it's just, I can't find you funny anymore. So for him to show up, you know, this guy who's a total hoplophobe from what I've read, to show up in a uber violent movie like, you know, Captain America, Civil War, you know, be consistent, dude. You know, if you're going to be anti-violence, anti-gun, Don't show up in the movie, you know, where they're blasting each other to smithereens, you know, with Uzis and.
I don't know. It says his part was trying to stop Captain and Iron Man from battling it out. He's trying to stop.
Oh,
the guns.
Yeah, well, of course. So how did that work for him?
Yeah, well, probably not good, but I mean, that's how he justifies it with his paycheck, I'm sure.
Hopefully, he got crushed by some falling debris.
I don't know. I'm hoping they show the clip here.
I don't know. It's just, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just sad. Yeah, so.
Anyways, we'll see.
Just, if you're a comedian, just be funny, you know? Don't get on the soapbox.
Yeah.
I just think it takes away from your whole, act.
Yeah, sorry, I'm totally spacing out on this.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll just cut this part out while you gaze into your void.
Oh, that's bullshit. Andy Richter he wasn't actually in there.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if they, like, photo, you know, like a skit or something, but.
No, that's all it is. It's a Conan bit.
Anyway, he is. I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know, because I loved him on Conan. I don't watch it anymore, but yeah. Well, it takes away from it, I think, the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about that. Jim Carrey did about the same thing in Kick-Ass 2. He played this really violent part. Awesome character. You know, he was funny, cashed his check, and then after the Connecticut school shootings happened, I don't think he did any promotion for the movie, and he started knocking gun violence and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you cashed that check, man.
I never saw it. Didn't he play like some kind of uber patriot or, you know, cap? I don't know.
Yeah, a patriotic kind of guy, former mob hitman turned. Quasi good guy, you know, anti-hero kind of guy.
Not the Punisher, but yeah.
No, not the Punisher. Jesus, man. Oh, the Punisher series I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
So, well, yeah. Be funny. Shut up. Entertain me. That's the moral of that story.
We only have a few short weeks here until Comic-Con.
Yeah, speaking of comic book stuff, Might as well tie it in here, man. Drew, going to be at Comic-Con, as am I. So
yeah,
I don't know how it's going to go, man.
I have no idea.
We're going to have panels on all 3 days. Phoenix Comic-Con, I should qualify. So yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Like I said, I've always kind of wanted to go to a Comic-Con just for fun.
Sure.
Like I said, I'm not an uber comic reader.
You're wearing a Star Wars shirt.
Yeah, those aren't comics. Well, there are comics, but okay. You want to talk? I'll talk Star Wars all day.
So. I know you will.
Got a Star Wars tattoo. Oh yeah, can't take that one back.
All right,
it's the OG one though. You know, I got it when I was 18. So
was that like 84?
That was before the prequels.
Was that like 84?
That was pre-prequel. So you know, that's back when Star Wars wasn't cool. You know, like the original trilogy had happened, and Star Wars only kind of existed in graphic novel or comic form. Or
you're sounding kind of hipstery right now. I liked it before it was cool.
Yeah, I was into Star Wars before it was cool.
And here you are, just beating your mustache.
Yeah, hold on, let me wax my stash.
Yeah, so you look like an evil villain. It's about to rob a bank.
Struck my neck beard here. drink my Moscow Mule or whatever the kids are drinking these days.
Yeah, Comic-Con, man. The ZGY podcast and Too Legit with Drew and Nick is going to get a panel on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Phoenix Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I don't know if the schedule's up online already.
Yeah, well, it is.
Okay.
For both of us.
So take a look, kids.
I'll post the link.
I think we already missed the deadline for making changes on show descriptions, and we did not, Nick and I, did not specify that our show will be vulgar.
Uh-oh.
I told the lady...
You got to do that.
I told her we need an 18-plus like label on our show.
Well, didn't...
And she said, if you do that, then we need someone at the door to check IDs. That's right. An extra person. Could you just change your bio to say it's going to be vulgar? And I'm like, is that all it takes? Then yeah, we'll do that. Absolutely.
Maybe we put up a sign.
We didn't get it in time. Oh, I don't care. I'm just going to say it. If there's kids in the room.
So this is one and done for you because you will not, you're not going to be invited back.
I'm going to look like Ricky Bobby's dad getting kicked out of the school. Just pulling my feet up on the door. Yeah, no, Comic-Con, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I just, you know, when you told me how, not how easy it was, but it actually was pretty easy once I figured out how to go through the proper channels to get in it, I was like, why not? You know, because,
yeah,
you know.
I felt bad. I didn't have any information to give you. We're idiots, Nick and I. We stumbled into it, and you're eagerly wanting to join or get your own panel. I'm like, dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
This lady contacted us. Yeah, no, I'm glad we're all on. Now we just have to get a room in Phoenix and go to Comic-Con and just get blasted.
I just, like I said, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting venue because I've got the word zombies in my title. And, you know, I don't talk about them a lot, even though I should, because it is a metaphor for a lot of things. But I think it's going to be fun, man. I want to kind of tie it into, you know, what metaphors best fit zombies and how you, you know, can prepare against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would the government be an asset or a hindrance in the zombie apocalypse? You know,
I'm looking. Yeah. You told me about that just before we started recording. I'm looking forward to that.
So
debate.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be interesting, man. Like I said, it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of like really cool festivals, like freedom festivals or whatever that go on. There's like Pork Fest, which has come into some controversy lately, but that's like in New Hampshire. There's some other ones, Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest, that really hard, really far to travel to. The one I want to go to, the Jackalope or Jack Fest or Jackalope, which is not as dirty as this. the Jackalope Freedom Festival. It's in Eastern Arizona somewhere. So I want to try to make it to that in August. But
it sounds like a big suck fest.
Why not take the message of liberty, you know, to a different venue, you know, just
yeah,
you know, because not to preach to the choir, so to speak, just to go there and kind of, you know,
not even make
it fun. You know, that's what I do. I try to talk about stuff that is meaningful, but in a fun way. Don't know if it always works, but why not just do that? Why not go to Comic-Con and talk to all these people who, yeah, they might be dressed like anime characters or Boba Fett, but
some furries and bronies over there.
Yeah, you know, don't, you know,
give away your costume. I'm sorry.
Don't discriminate. Okay.
Be a furry brony. Sorry. Anyways.
Oh, that's a whole nother bag of worms.
Something. No, you said get a different venue. It's like even a different realm. I feel like people who seek out your show, they're going to have an idea. They can even read your bio and get an idea of what your show is. Now you're going to be talking to just flat out comic people of a whole variety of interests and beliefs, ideas, opinions. And now you get to try to reel in, you know, a room as divided as everyone may be.
Right.
I'm curious how that's going to go about. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and you're doing some really cool topics too, man. Like the
I'm so happy with ours. Those are so easy. The show you're doing with us, I'm excited about. We're doing 3 days. The first one, which you're going to be sitting in with us, will be the influence that 80s and 90s sci-fi has had, just in general. Could be technology, inventions, real life things, or even just in the realm of storytelling. So we get to pick apart a lot of things. I'm looking forward to talk about the impact that the Matrix had worldwide. God, Jurassic Park was all over the place.
T2.
Oh my God, T2. Holy crap.
That's
just the technology. That movie, I can't believe how well that movie holds up.
It's prescient. You know what I mean? I mean, it was almost, it's crazy how a lot of it is kind of, you know, coming to more or less fruition in a lot of weird ways.
Armageddon's going to happen one way or another. You're not going to prevent it, guys. That's the moral of the story.
So, like, you mean with the giant meteor and Ben Affleck?
Yeah, Batman's going to save us. Yeah. John McClane is going to be on the asteroid and hit the button.
And Donnie will be... Because wasn't Buscemi in
Donnie!
Buscemi was in Armageddon, right?
Yeah, he was.
He'll be there like, hey, guys.
You know what would have been funny?
What do you think this meteor is made of?
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Well, which element is that? Because there's elements here I've never seen on this meteor.
It would have been so cool if in Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, whichever one it is, he danced with some girl and he's telling her about how he was on a meteor. And he just tells the girl this lie about being on Armageddon. He's like, yeah, no, I'm an actor. That was me in the movie.
Did you try that at your wedding? Speaking of what, no.
No.
No, you should have.
No, I didn't need a line.
After you belted out that Garth Brooks song.
Chicks love a guy that can play guitar, albeit poorly.
They don't. Most of them don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's day one. Day two, we're going to pick like three movies from the 80s, sci-fi movies. I think we're going Running Man. I'm pretty sure Tremors was 89. It's either late 80s or early 90s, but... We're going to pick three sci-fi movies from the 80s, three from the 90s that we're going to go deep on and you know, talk a lot of details about, and I'm looking forward to. And we're going to try to do some trivia game, too. I might make up a trivia game that's going to pit Nick and Ryan against each other, and if neither of them can answer a question, then someone from the crowd is going to get to answer the question. If they answer it, they get a sticker.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good excuse just to make stickers. By the way, when are you getting your flag?
I don't know, man.
I like how you look up on the wall, like you know what's going to go there.
Because
okay.
This, I think I get a lot of slap back, or you know, this room's not totally ideal audio wise. So my idea is, I'm going to put hang some carpet there. Thanks, Creamy Radio Audio. Hang some carpet there to kind of deaden the sound, you know, so you get a lot of echo, and then put my flag over it. But yeah, go to it's actually the same site where. The Bipcot flags and merch is made is blackblock.com.
Okay.
I don't know if it's BL, it's black and then BLO. I don't know if it's CK or K anyway, but
block
is black, what it is. Black block.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like an anarcho communist website. It's based out of China, but they make some really cool They make some really cool flags. They do a lot of they make a lot of Fiend flag, Freedom Fiends flags, the Bipcot flags, Lobert flags. Labor. What's that?
Out of slave labor. That's okay. It's good quality though. You can trust those kids. Some of them might be mine.
You don't know that. Okay, that's all speculation.
Oh, so, sorry. Excuse me.
But and they're totally reasonably priced. So I got a Bipcot flag I ordered. And I got a custom one made for my podcast. We'll see how it turns out. So
nice.
I can't wait, man. The only downside is it does take a while, unless you get like expedited shipping, which is like almost ridiculous. As much as the flag, which yeah. The flags for how big they are very well priced. Mm-hmm. Like if you try to get that size flag made here, it probably costs you, three, four times the price. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Right on.
So hopefully they get here soon. I definitely hope they get here before Comic-Con because I want to fly that flag.
Yeah, you can do anything else? You can do any other merch?
Not right now.
Okay.
We'll see. I want to get getting buttons made. But things have been crazy lately. So
yeah,
end of the school year, vehicles breaking down.
End of school year, fishing your wife's phone out of the toilet.
Yeah,
things happen. Shit happens.
Literally. I told her she was taking the phrase chromed robot to her too literally.
I'm glad it was her phone because you said that and it just sounded like something else that wasn't appropriate for radio.
Steely Dan or what? Okay. I think that's is that a Hubert Selby Jr. reference? I think it is.
What is it?
Steely Dan is a band. It's a band, right?
Yeah.
Or is a band.
Steely Dan.
I know they're still around. But I believe they got their name from a sex device and from one of Hubert Selby Jr.'s stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I think it was a prostitute and she had quite a collection of sex toys and uh-huh. She named one of them Steely Dan. So... I should probably look that up because don't quote me on the author, but that's the way I remember.
Well, yeah,
but that's not what I'm talking about, man. The chromed robot turds is a term I first heard on the Freedom Fiends and heard it from the way Michael Dean told it. He picked it up in some tech mag and it was used a couple times and it didn't get picked up. But I love it. I think it's funny.
Mm.
I could see when Skynet when the T2s come, If they were to excrete anything, it would probably look like a cell phone. So.
Just going to shit iPhones.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
No, you're going to get some basic girls running behind them trying to pick them up.
Yeah.
I'll be there to pick up the pieces.
So, all right, man. Civil War, great movie. Go see it.
I'm excited. My exciting stuff coming up. Like my panel is so stinking easy preparing for it. I just have to watch some movies. I've already watched Tremors and Running Man and Predator.
You can fill an hour worth of material.
I think so.
Okay.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That's one of our 80s movies we get to talk about. I didn't realize so much that movie was filmed in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Like damn near the whole
thing mall,
was.
I think the mall was right.
The mall was Metro Center.
Yeah.
Obviously, Waterloo was Golfland, Sunsplash. The high school scene was filmed, I think, at Arcadia High School.
You mean it wasn't San Dimas?
It was not San Dimas. We said there'd be spoilers. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's a trip. The Circle K, which is still there, I believe, on Hardy and Southern.
No way.
That's the Circle K.
I know. I know. I've been to that Circle K.
The bowling alley they use that Napoleon got kicked out of is the bowling alley's. I think it's an AMF behind a Denny's on Rural and Southern, or excuse me, Rural and the 60. So yeah, wow. we get to talk about all that. And we'll quote it, and
right.
No, it's easy. Gosh, I have to freaking find this quote, man. I was watching Predator, and Jesse Ventura had one of the greatest lines.
Oh, he's got so many great lines in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. They're all doing a bunch of chew on the plane, I think, or on the helicopter to the forest. He says, "You bunch of faggots, this will make you turn into a sexual Tyrannosaurus."
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had to rewind it.
God damn it, Ventura.
I'm like, when's the last time you can drop a hard F in a movie like that?
Yeah.
And like, not even bat an eye.
Well, and now Jesse, you know, it's interesting to see how far he's come or fallen. You know,
it's a little bit of both.
Because he got into the whole conspiracy thing, and you know, you know, he was right. He had some good points on some things for a while, and now it's just like, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. He's probably in a bunker somewhere with Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid's amazing.
Randy Quaid's like someone's crazy drunk uncle.
He's like everyone's crazy drunk uncle.
Yeah. I say except, someone's because it's not mine.
Except that Donald Trump's like everyone's drunk uncle too.
Jeez, man, that guy. Did you see the Lebowski Donald Trump mashup?
No.
Holy crap. Donald Trump says something stupid and it goes to John Goodman. Donnie, you're out of your elements. And he keeps calling him Donnie.
Donnie.
Yeah. Nice. And it's perfect. Oh. He's like, Donnie, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Watch it when we're done with this, man. It is so, it's only like a minute and a half long, but it's great. Yeah, it's going to be fun next few months, minus, you know, Arizona hitting triple digits probably pretty dang soon here if we haven't already.
Is it going to do it today, I think?
I don't know, probably.
That's why we're in the bunker, man. Get away from that heat.
Oh, God, it's awful. I'm gonna buy a little kiddie pool and just hang out in my backyard. I'll be that guy.
Yeah, dude. Put a lawn chair in it.
Throw a lawn chair and I'll just have my beers float.
At least you're doing it in the backyard.
Well, yeah. Court order says I can't do it in the front. I'm still within 50 feet of my neighbor's house in the front yard. You know, and they have kids. It turned into a whole thing. You know.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of heat.
Oh. So I'll just look from the privacy of my own home.
Privacy.
Sorry, I don't know why I keep incriminating myself with these things I didn't even do.
I'm picking up on your sarcasm.
I know.
I know you're joking. Hopefully everyone else. I'm sure.
Hope so. It's scary too because I work with kids. I shouldn't even make these jokes.
No.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm going to stop using my real name on this show.
Going back to Han Solo.
Be Han Solo. Yeah, that's just so when you see the mugshot on TV and Man, if I ever get arrested, I'm going to try to use that name, Han Solo. We'll see how far that gets me.
Not far.
It'll at least determine which prison gang I join.
Well.
Yep.
All right. You got anything else you want to talk about? Or?
Not at all,
I
man.
I feel like I'm just getting back into it here. So.
Yeah, no. Me too. I haven't had to sit down and talk to a person for the last week in this kind of length.
Yeah.
So it's... Yeah, it's been nice. All right, yeah, getting back to real life tomorrow. Resume the daily schedule. I'm looking, dude, Saturday, going to that canned beer festival in Scottsdale.
Nice.
Yeah. That what's her face I went out with last night. She's like, well, what are you doing after the festival? I'm like, I'm going to be drunk. She's like, well, do you want to hang out? I'm like, no, it ends at 6. I guarantee I'm going to black out by 7. my plan is to get home.
Yeah.
That's
Uber it.
Oh, yeah, when we are.
So, at least you got you got a game plan. That's good to know.
Always have to have that game plan. Yeah, I'm not sweating it. It's gonna be a good weekend. Any opportunity you get to try several beers that you've never heard of before is a personal win. You should go.
I wish I could. I got other engagements. Duty calls.
Sorry, you said duty, and I thought your wife dropped her phone in the toilet again. I'm waiting for her to burst in the room and get mad at you for telling that.
All right.
All right, we'll start whispering. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. We're all good here. All right, man. Well, it's been fun. Civil War is great. Go see it. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around for the episode here.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me over, Dave.
Getting the toes back in the water. Feels good. It's been too long, man.
You got to flex those podcast muscles. I realized I was podcasting over the weekend. I was in that sweet spot of beers and shots, and I was talking to my aunt, and I was totally podcasting with her.
Yeah.
Just asking her questions.
I would do this every day if I could, man. If scheduling allowing and people would want to do it. So I love it.
Yeah. That's a good outlet.
But yeah, keep listening. Check out Juice Podcast.
Yeah, Too Legit with Drew and Nick.
And
be prepared to be disappointed, guys.
And girls.
That should be our motto. Prepare for disappointment.
Prepare. Yeah, at least you're not overselling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's truth in advertising.
Your interest will die quicker than your Gigapet did.
And then your pet rock.
Please listen to my show.
Please clap. Please clap. Did you just go full Jeb Bush?
Yeah, it's like, guys, please clap. That's all right. Guys, we'll see you at Comic-Con.
All right. And hopefully before then. But until then, I'm Dave.
I'm Drew.
This is Zombies Government and You and Rhodes.
Later. What is Rhodes?
Rhodes?
Yeah.
Rhodes is what everything hinges upon. It's kind of, you know, it's the default argument that people make for the existence of government, you know. It's like, well, if we didn't have government, who would build the roads? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because assuming that no... So they're begging the question or assuming that...
We can't do anything.
Nobody else except government it has the resources or intelligence to build roads. You know what I mean?
It's dumb.
And I'm toying around with it as my exit word. You know, okay. Roads. It's, but yeah, you know, who will build the roads?
We'll find a way.
Yeah.
Mexicans probably.
Well, yeah, possibly. That's one thing I liked was,
right after we're done building Trump's wall.
That Captain Mexico meme. Did you see that?
I saw that. I was trying to think of,
I was like, there's the real civil war. It's Captain Mexico versus, the Iron Curtain man, you know, Donald Trump. You know, that's what he wants to build. He wants to build the new Iron Curtain between Mexico and the U.S., you know. He's such a tool.
Yeah, I haven't watched hardly any TV this last week. What's going on? Is it Trump and Hillary?
Well, it's always been that.
Like Bernie, so, I thought Bernie was making a charge.
He has a lot of, well... That's the whole thing. Put those headphones back on, man. This is ramping back up. I'm going to put this in.
Oh, are you still recording? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Now, Bernie has a lot of like popular or grassroots support. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean S-H-I-T. You know, it doesn't mean shit. It's not going to, because it's all about, at the end of the day, the delegates you get. You know what I mean? And he's not going to get enough delegates. Not unfortunately, but unfortunately for his supporters, which are, you know, if you actually think Bernie has a chance of, you know, becoming the candidate, barring some kind of like catastrophic revelation, you know, about Hillary doing something horribly wrong, which there's no shortage of, but, you know, whether it comes to light or not or is proven is a whole nother thing. There's no way, I don't think there's any way he will. He'd win the nomination. You know what I mean? Just super delegates, all that stuff. So, the Bernie supporters who really believe that he'll get nominated are sadly deluded, and they're in for a lot of disappointment.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, it'll be Hillary and Trump. And then some people, you know. I don't know. Conventional wisdom is that if it's Hillary and Trump, Hillary will win. I don't know. You know, it all kind of depends, I think, on what the disaffected Bernie supporters do. You know, if they're like, you know what?
I see them either not voting or voting for Hillary. I can't see someone who's a Bernie supporter
going for Trump
having any similarities with Trump. Not that Hillary has a ton either.
But. Yeah, but Hillary's so odious, you know what I mean? And she's been around for so long, and she has such a horrible track record that as horrible as he is, Trump might seem, you know, somewhat palatable or palatable to some people. You know, I don't, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We lose either way. You know, it's a lose-lose.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Yeah. You're like a child who wanders in the middle of an election. Wants to know what's going on, you know. But, dude, you have, you know.
You should make that meme. Find a picture of Trump looking confused and then get a picture of John Goodman. Donnie, you're like a child that wandered into an election.
All right, I'll get on it.
That's
right now.
That's odd. That'd be
a dank meme. Super. I don't want to be super dank, but it'd be pretty dank.
You're dank, bro.
But or a dude meme. The dude abides.
The dude abides. Dude, freaking Sam Elliott, man. Gosh dang it, that guy.
That could grow a lip, you know, lip room like no other.
I don't know if I'm more impressed with the mustache or just that velvety, deep, sandy gravity tone of the voice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'll get if he ever has any book on tape, I'm getting it just to soothe me to sleep.
He could read, you know, the Communist Manifesto and I'd actually probably
probably get it.
I wouldn't believe it, but you know, I might listen to it.
The Anarchist Cookbook, read by Sam Elliott. All right. Thank you, Amazon.
Yeah. There's a marriage that needs to happen. I think the Anarchist Cookbook is basically a good way to get yourself killed from what I know. I think it was actually put out by some kind of government informant. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done any research on it for a while, but it seems like everything that they were promoting was a good way to get killed or, you know, hurt yourself or... you know, it's just a bunch of stupid shit anyway. You know, you're not an anarchist if you fucking go around blowing up stuff. You're just a prick.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, that's the traditional left anarchist.
What are we watching?
Bomb throwing.
Me and you were watching something. We were talking about something with anarchy. Oh, it was a thing on YouTube, I think.
The state, the most dangerous religion, statism.
Yeah, maybe. I remember we were watching. I'm pretty sure it was with you. Anarchy was brought up, and it wasn't smash this, break this, destroy this. It's just, just leave me alone.
Well, there's different forms of or different schools of anarchist thought, and traditionally, anarchism has been a leftist ideology, or you know, almost a socialist ideology. That's why there's ANCOMs, anarcho-communists, there's just straight up anarchists, there's anarcho-capitalists, which I kind of consider I consider myself to be an anarcho-capitalist.
Should get that tattooed.
Someday. But, you know, anarcho-primitivists, all kinds of stuff. So it's not just like one school or one ideology or one belief. But you know, you never learn about any of that, obviously, state run indoctrination camps because that runs contrary to the religion that they push anyway, you know. So it's you know, and statism itself is a religion. You know, if you believe in the state, that is in its own way it is. A religion, and it has its own trappings and sure. belief system, and so you know, it's just flip sides of the coin. So,
where's your Star Wars piece at?
Oh shit! I can't show you without standing up. No, it's
where do you have it?
That's just right.
Oh,
there.
All right.
Anyway, that's so nice. Yeah, good times, man.
Yeah,
the best thing you do is withdraw consent. You know.
Yeah.
Don't vote for, you know, everyone's, I've had conversations recently with relatives of mine that say, well, you got to vote.
Oh yeah. You know? Your mother-in-law wanted to kick your face in.
I was trying not to call people out, but
your mother-in-law,
you son of a bitch. Now I got to cut this out. So I've had, conversations with people who got fairly upset that I said, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to.
Why get upset over it? That's your decision. So fuck off.
Right. I have no obligation to vote. You know, it's my right to not vote. I don't want to give my consent to people who are then going to go and do horrible things in that and with that consent or in you know. So to me, don't vote for the lesser of two evils, you know, because you're still voting. Yeah, at the end of the day, you're voting for evil.
It's either a douche or
a How's that working out for you? Yeah, exactly. I love that meme, like the South Park meme, you know, it's like douchebag, turd, or sandwich.
Turd sandwich.
And that's exactly what it is, you know, so.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know.
Vote for
I mean, call it throwing your vote away.
Vote for yourself on yourself, you know, invest in yourself, not, you know. Don't give these people, you know, any kind of legitimacy or the illusion of consent or control over you, you know?
Sure.
Because that's what voting does.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see where this goes.
That's why I'm trying to get away from talking about politics because it's, aside from as being like a sideshow or entertainment, it's just not fun. I don't. You know what I mean? If you're not like looking at it as a form of like kind of sadistic entertainment or exhibitionism, like wrestling or something, you know, it's oh my God, it's horrible. It's depressing and
I can't stand it. It's such a mess.
You know
what I
mean? If you were like seriously like invested in, you know, I'm ready for Hillary. I stand for Hillary. Feel the burn, you know. Make America. I mean, if you actually believe or buy that oh God, dude, that's horrible.
It's just, I mean, there's so much fog in front of you if you're abiding by this,
you know. And I hate to say it like that, but oh God, that's the only thing more depressing than actually watching what's going on, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
anyway,
it's a free show. It's like watching The Real World. It's like, how depraved are you that you're getting off on this? This is awful.
Yeah, except that in this real world, they're going to be, you know, spying on you and drone bombing children overseas and doing it all with your money and consent. So, yay,
America!
Let's end on that high note.
Oh, that high note, yes.
All right. Well, it's a nice little postscript.
Yeah.
Just own yourself, man. That's what it's all about. Self-ownership. Lead yourself and be good to the people around you and take care of them and take care of yourself. That's all you can do, I think. So
I figure if you go along with that too, that's just such a simpler way, you know, to live. Disagree with what you may, but just pay your bills. Everything else can fuck off. You just worry about your household.
Well, and your community,
and,
you know.
And your community. Well, yeah.
Your family. Just stuff, you know, your sphere of influence, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever you have the ability to control or affect change within. You know what I mean?
If you give a shit enough about it, then help it along.
Yeah. So, and start a business.
Start a business.
You know, start a podcast, dude.
Do something that you own.
Yeah. You know, we need more people out there talking about these kind of things. You know, about liberty, about, you know, what true freedom is, just about fun stuff, like all the important stuff like Comic-Con and Civil War, like we talked about today. But I always try to come at it from an independent or libertarian perspective, voluntarist perspective. So I might talk about complete stuff that may not matter, but it might matter. I think it might matter more than politics, you know? I think
it's the principle of it all.
I think art, music, literature, cinema, I mean pop culture, for lack of a better, you know, umbrella term, that's way more relevant than you know, getting out there. And not that it's not fun and easy to do than getting out there and bashing, you know, Trump and Bernie and Hillary. So
yeah,
you know, get out there, make your own podcast, make your own music, get out there and do it, man. Spread the word.
No, there's something fun about doing the cornhole boards. As simple as it is, it's like, I'm the boss. I do it when I'm ready to, and I can take this as far as I want with no one above
Absolutely,
me.
Absolutely.
So there's, I mean, and that can go for anything. Shoot, start your own landscaping business. Do this, do that, whatever it is, as long as you're the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have your own freedom to pursue it however you want. So it's,
I need you to get meet him. I'm not a huge cornhole player, but I could be. I could get into it. It'd be fun with the kids and people come over. So I'll have to get you to make me a set, man. Maybe
got
to
measure your backyard, make sure it's long enough.
Yeah. So I don't know what colors we could do. Black and yellow.
I couldn't do that. Just out of principle.
Not like Steelers, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about ANCAP, but no, it doesn't have to be that. Can you, you know, airbrush my logo on there?
No, no, I couldn't.
I'm just gonna silk screen it.
Nope.
All right, we'll figure something.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man. My buddy that was that hooked me up with that day pass at Tech Shop in Chandler, they have a vinyl printer.
Yeah.
And vinyl. Yeah. I have no idea how to do that. I don't know how it'll adhere to the board, how it'll stick, any of that stuff. So that's we probably could do it that way because it's all graphic design shit on the computer.
Put it in the computer, yeah.
Then it goes on the vinyl.
Yeah.
That's totally possible. But as far as the application of it and how well it would stick, I can't vouch for it. For all I know, it would work great. All
right.
Don't know.
We'll figure it out.
But no, man, I told you before, if you want to do a set of boards, we'll do it for cost. You know, you're not paying the
I'll throw in a 12-pack.
Deal.
Or a nice bottle of whiskey.
Deal.
Or maybe even just a mediocre bottle of whiskey. We'll see.
Deal. As long as it's not Jack Daniels, I don't care. Give me a bottle of Makers. We're in business.
There you go.
No, dude, we'll totally make a board. That'd cool. Be a good time.
All right, man.
I got to do something because I'm just been getting lazy. Yeah. Speaking of lazy, how's your working out going?
You know, I worked out once the other day. It was pretty good.
How many times have you worked out since you've started?
I missed a couple of days.
Why?
Because I've been working on getting this show ready, man. So,
man,
hey, I suffer for my art, man. Okay,
let the art suffer.
No. It's suffered long enough.
Only going to get worse. You have to start getting this shit together.
It's bikini season, man.
You're supposed to bulk up during the holidays. You're supposed to lose this shit by now.
Hey, I'll be all right, man. Don't you worry. Right. I'll be slim and trim by Comic-Con. You'll see.
All right, man. No, keep it up.
Yeah, no, I need to get in shape just for the energy aspect of it. And, you know, my wife's been kicking butt on her. So, but, yeah.
I mean, she's looking better than you. I mean,
she always does. Nothing new there, so. No, but yeah, I got to get on top of that, and I will.
All right, get on it.
But yeah, once I heard we could get a show in this week, I was like, "Can the candy store?" I'm like, "Yeah, get to record again, put something out." You know, I wanted to do it right, and I don't think we did it right, but but we did it, and that's all that matters.
I like how you're talking about podcast preparation, and I read your articles this morning.
Da, 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 da.
And that was it.
I wanted to be fun, man, and I hope it was. You know, we can talk about all that other, you know, nonsense later.
Yeah, we'll save that one for another day.
All right, well, let's sign off again, man.
All right, this is Tulajay with Drew.
I like the extended version here. You know, this is like the mid credit scene. You know, yeah. Our version of it. So
the ones that stuck through the credits, and
you
get this nice little tidbit of jackassery. You're welcome, guys.
You knew that was coming. All right. So this is Zombies Government U podcast again. This is David.
I'm Honcholo.
And we're loving life. We'll see you later.
Adios. Vaya con Dios.
Rhodes.